So you want to teach your kids or your grandkids or your nieces and nephews about money, but don't really know where to start. How about a bedtime story? Mark Tilden is the Chief Advocate General at Kids Smart Money, the author of The Adventures of Princess Michaela and Prince Pete. He joins us now to tell us about his fictional children's book. Well, the book's real. It's a fictional world, I guess, that aims to teach kids real life lessons about money. Hello there.
Hi.
You have a nine-year-old. She's the Michaela in the title.
She is.
Why did you decide to write a kid's book?
Well, it mattered to me. I'm an investment advisor. I have been for 18 years.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to teach my kid to have some financial basics that my parents didn't think about teaching me.
Right.
So when she was 4 years old, I looked around on the internet to try and find books for her. Couldn't find a thing.
Yeah.
So I decided to adapt some of the bedtime stories that I made up for her and incorporate age-appropriate financial concepts that she could learn into fun stories.
From one in your book called Witchy Poos, there's this scene at a market, mm-hmm. and then it says, Queen Mummy turned to her children and asked, which has more value, the strawberries or the blueberries? The blueberries, shouted Princess Michaela before continuing, because we get the same amount of berries for less money. Correct, answered the queen proudly. Did your daughter beam when she got to hold the book in her hands for the very first time? Was she excited?
You have no idea. My daughter is a natural theatrical little girl, and the thought of her being the star of a book just
sent
her
better.
To the moon.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the lessons that you were endeavoring to weave into the narrative in a sometimes overt and sometimes covert way.
Okay, this book is destined for what I consider to be the youngest age group,
okay,
which is about 4 to 8 years old. And I started with them partly because I started doing it for my daughter, but because I think it's the most important age group, because child psychologists have told us that through studies and studies and studies that our habits are formed by the age of 8 years old. And yet, there is nothing out there to teach our kids good financial habits. So things such as the difference between needs and wants, these are things though kids that age can learn, but we don't think about teaching them. Other things such as delayed satisfaction. But I would say by far the most important lesson to teach kids is something that as an advisor we teach adults is called pay yourself first.
Mm.
For children, that can be easily transmitted by not just giving them an allowance, but making sure that they have 3 piggy banks to put that allowance in, not one. One for long-term saving, one for spending, and one for charity. By doing this, you reinforce their learning of what long-term savings is. Now, you may have to explain what that is to them the very first time. But once they get it, then every single week by giving them an allowance and making them split that allowance up, they are thinking about how much money to put into each one and why.
Mm-hmm.
And that will reinforce the habit of every time I get income, I'm going to put a certain portion of it aside for long-term savings that's going to build up.
You talk about allowances being almost a complement to the books that you have written. What are the other things that need to surround the reading of the book at nighttime that's super important for parents to take on? If it were as simple as just reading them your book every single night from age 4 to age 8, I think a lot of people say, parents say, oh, phew, that's it. Okay, good. But it isn't
that
simple.
Yeah, so let's get them doing that.
A great start. What else do they need to do in order to model that behavior in the home?
Absolutely. One of the most important things is to be interactive. Get the kids to do stuff with you. Take them shopping with you. When you take them shopping with you, young kids can understand the difference between when something's a deal and when it's not. Show them the price tickets on items that you're going to be buying. When something is on special, especially if it's staples, things that you're going to buy regularly all the time, say toilet paper or tissue paper or fruit and vegetables, and something is half price, well, you get twice as much of it. That stretches your dollar, makes it go farther. Teach kids when they're young to do this, and it will be second nature to them as they grow up.
we found Honey Bunches of Oats on sale for $2.99 a box on Sunday. It's regularly $6.49, which means I never buy it.
Right.
But it was on sale. Abby was so excited. She was the one that discovered it. She was like, this is the best. We got three boxes, of course. Now, there are many parents out there, even those who listen to a show like mine, who don't feel comfortable. They are not necessarily effective in their own life managing right. their money, or it's a real blind spot for them. What would you say to people for whom this is, they're not an investment advisor in their real life, and this is not something that they would say is a strength?
I would say I completely understand. I mean, this is probably the major stumbling block that we have to teaching our kids financial literacy, is that as a rule in our society, parents haven't taught it to their kids. So as parents, we weren't taught. So we don't know how to go about it. And quite often we will feel inadequate in being able to pass that on. So the best you can do is the best you can do. And if that means finding books like mine or finding games online to be able to teach your kids, then do that. One of the things that I'm trying very hard to do right now is to lobby with an organization, a nonprofit organization called LEARN, which is a acronym for Leading Education and Resource Networking. And their whole goal in life is to be able to provide content for primary and secondary schools.
Right.
And I'm lobbying them to be able to create a position where I can help create a curriculum both for children to be included in schools from kindergarten all the way through mm-hmm. the end of the high school, because mm-hmm. that's fundamental, and also to be able to create some kind of a program to be able to teach the teachers, because they're yep. facing exactly the same problem yep. that you're describing for parents.
What's your next fiction project? Is it for teens? Is it based on the Twilight series? Is it like a little, is it fan fiction? Is it sci-fi? What are you doing for the 14-year-olds?
Well, the next group that I would like to touch would be the next one going up, 8 to 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
And then I'd like to write a third book for kids from 13 to 17. And the next one that I'm working on will involve some kind of a superhero, probably with a sidekick that's maybe a little bumbling, but somebody who can learn from their mistakes
yeah.
the next level, the next age-appropriate concepts that need to be learned.
And their superpower could be making debt disappear. You can use that, Mark. You can use that.
Gee, thanks. I don't have to give you royalties.
You do not. Mark Tilden is the author of The Adventures of Princess Michaela and Prince Pete. You can Google that and find a link to how you can get it yourself. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Can I throw in one last thing?
You can.
They are available currently as print-on-demand from all your major retailers, including Amazon.com.ca,
Excellent.
Chapters Indigo, and Barnes & Noble.
Super simple. Arrive in your mailbox. Easy breezy. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.